Welcome to Nuclear Energy in Korea, a podcast to promote discussion of major issues and challenges in U.S. and Korean nuclear energy. I'm Alan Ahn, and I'll be your host today. I'm speaking with Mr. Amir Shakarami, CEO of Exelon Nuclear Partners and Senior Vice President of Exelon Generation Company. Mr. Shakarami has nearly 30 years of experience in the nuclear industry and over 10 years with Exelon. He is also a board member of the World Nuclear Association and serves on the board of directors for the American Nuclear Society. Mr. Shakarami, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Mr. Shakarami, you're currently responsible for business development and projects for Exelon Nuclear Partners, but you've had a long history of work in nuclear power dealing with nuclear fuel, engineering, project management, license renewal, governance, plant operations. How has your career in the industry evolved over the years?
Well, you know, I began my professional life by designing and constructing and operating offshore oil platforms and undersea pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico and North Sea. And that experience really convinced me that I should remain in energy business. And since then, I have worked for architect engineers and three other utilities. I have gained significant knowledge by designing, constructing, operating nuclear power plants. I have also continued my academic goals, as I would like to teach at a university in upcoming years. Growing from a field engineer to be in charge of entire nuclear site operation and in charge of the largest nuclear fleet technical and engineering organization, combined with my educational background, has definitely provided me to carry on my new and current role to help other countries to build and operate nuclear plants globally and at an excellent level. That also has allowed me to be involved in the industry and lead many of industry's tough technical issues, such as cybersecurity, digital I&C, and reactor and steam generator Alloy 600 programs. That, you know, I took the lead to drive that with our NRC and bring to conclusion. So it's been a very interesting and challenging activity so far, and I think the reward that I see is seeing so many young individuals that are brought to the organization and mentor and grow, and today I see them at the site level vice president and key management role in our industry.
As I mentioned before, you've been with Exelon for about 10 years or a little bit more than that. Exelon Nuclear Partners is one of the leading nuclear plant operators in the U.S. Could you talk a bit more about Exelon's activities in the nuclear field and perhaps discuss some of the key factors that have made Exelon so successful in this area?
Well, you know, it is Exelon Nuclear that is currently in charge of 18 nuclear units operating in USA. We also have ownership in seven other nuclear units for a total of 22 units, which is about 25% of all the units in U.S. I would say having a standard processes, policies, and programs, which we call it Exelon Nuclear Management Model, that was developed in late 1990s, is the backbone of performance improvement and how we have sustained high level of performance since then up to today, and we will continue doing that. As you know, we have four different reactor technologies in our fleet, as well as different vintages of those technology, but we do not have really different management model to deal and operate those any other way. They are still control, monitor, and manage under the same system. The other key factors are having a strong nuclear safety culture in all level of the organization. You need knowledgeable and competent and aligned leadership team, followed by robust training program and succession planning for our people. And above all that, to be a learning organization. this management model that I indicated is not something that you put on the shelf and you're done with it. Every year we measure ourselves against the best and check and adjust our processes, and we call it a living document. And I would say those are some of the key attributes of what has made Exelon Nuclear successful.
Given the wide array of reactor types in operation in the U.S., Exelon operates quite a diverse fleet of different technologies. What have been some of the common or unifying themes in successfully operating these plants?
You really need a strong leadership team that drives the performance based on robust management model, as I indicated before, that we call it playbook. And this playbook is something that you have to have a good understanding. And then you need a leadership that uses every opportunity and any relevant internal and external operating experience to reinforce the importance of a strong nuclear safety culture, as it is a leadership responsibility. Like I said before, we are unbiased toward technology. And knowing that you have to maintain and operate this technology as well as you can do, you cannot, you know, drive the operation and maintenance of this. That means, as an example, you can take a very robust technology, new technology, but don't do a good maintenance and operation on it, and it eventually going to end up with poor performance. And in contrast, you can maintain and operate an aged unit very well, and then you would see the result being as one of the best operating units, as Exelon has proven. We also annually benchmark all the current operating nuclear power plants in many key performance indicators and take action to close the gap against the best. For example, Exelon last year achieved first place in fleet INPO index, cost, and capacity factors among its domestic peers. So you have to look at this as an integrated approach to excel in almost all areas. But having nuclear safety culture or not having it is an approach that you take to be a good performer or an excellent performer.
Exelon takes pride in its operational excellence and performance record in terms of capacity factors and other indicators. Global America Business Institute had the privilege of hosting you to speak at an event earlier this year. And at that event, you said that if a nuclear operator has safety as its top priority, then everything else will follow. In other words, things like capacity factor, although important, cannot be the highest objective. Could you elaborate a bit more about this mantra and why it's so important in the nuclear industry?
Okay, our industry is very important and unique. The uniqueness is in the fuel that we use, and we must take our business very seriously. You cannot choose to be excellent in some areas of our business, good in some others, and then poor on the remaining. The best operating companies have shown over and over again that in order to become excellent performer, you must excel in all areas. The nuclear safety culture highlights the importance of our uniqueness, and this is why it has to be above all other measures that we use on a daily basis.
From the perspective of many outsiders, national efforts to build and develop a nuclear industry seem to be just about the plant and reactor technologies. And an often ignored aspect of a civil nuclear program is the development and training of human resources. How important is human development and having a sufficiently skilled and trained workforce in this industry?
You know, you can examine our business similar to others and break it into basically three parts, which I'll call it the three P's. Those are people, process, and plant. People design, construct, and operate these nuclear plants. They also write and put in place processes. Therefore, people are the most important piece of this industry. Their experience, their commitment, their uniqueness, and craftsmanship differentiate them from many other workforce. They need to be trained well, they need to be compensated well, and they need to be recognized well. I just think there is nothing more important than focusing on people and developing them, and then provide mentorship and opportunity for them to excel. So I really see that as a backbone of any industry, but more importantly for us, especially with the aging workforce and diversion to a lot of other businesses. So I think this is a key issue for all of us, and we need to continue growing people. And don't forget that a lot of experienced people are walking away, retiring, because we haven't really built that many plants. And to bring that back, it needs a lot of focus by leadership of the organization.
Several years ago, there was talk about a nuclear renaissance spreading throughout the globe, and talk about this renaissance is quite popular. Since Fukushima, projections for nuclear power have been depressed somewhat, particularly in Europe and North America. However, countries such as China, India, South Korea continue to construct nuclear power plants, and many states and regions such as the Middle East and Southeast Asia have expressed serious interest in starting nuclear power programs. What conditions or factors need to be satisfied in order to ensure that the nuclear renaissance is carried out successfully in these areas?
That's a good question. You know, prior to Fukushima, we experienced accident at TMR and Chernobyl, and now Fukushima. I have always said you cannot blame the technology for these accidents. Human factors are the biggest contributor to these accidents. Earlier I mentioned that the learning organization we must be. There are about 69 units right now under construction and over 400 units under operation. As we learn from TMI and Chernobyl, we have learned a lot from Fukushima, and we will continue to improve human performance and make our facility more robust. What we must do to help each other globally such that no similar event can take place elsewhere. I don't think in the long run there will be a slowing down in using the nuclear technology. All the trend shows that with a newcomer in this industry, this would be exponentially expanded, and I would say nuclear technology is going to continue to provide the significant means of energy throughout the globe. I think all the issues that have come out of Fukushima will be addressed, and as I said, years from now, we would look back at TMI and Chernobyl and Fukushima as an opportunity to excel and see the health of this industry in a much better situation as we saw post-Fukushima.
On the topic of Fukushima, what specific adjustments or changes did Exelon make with regards to its procedures, models, following that accident?
I was actually inside the containment and refueling floor of Fukushima Daiichi reactor number 4 on March 3rd, and left Tokyo on March 5th. This was right before the earthquake and tsunami of March 11. And I have gone back several times since then. Post-Fukushima event, I gathered an independent external team of experts in the areas of flooding, earthquake, radiological assessment, emergency planning, to examine our immediate actions that we took at Exelon, and also monitor our ongoing activities. I think we were probably one of the first utility that had that approach, fully from external experts to come and provide oversight and advise us. We performed significant plan walkdown and assessment to ensure Fukushima weaknesses are addressed. We look at beyond design basis external events such as flooding, earthquake, tornado, and etc. We are implementing actions required by NRC based on the plan that they have laid out. We are coordinating our effort with other utilities through NEI and IMPO. Previous to Fukushima event, we had implemented a program called B5B that installed many temporary equipment, but it was not implemented outside USA. which is a big lesson learned for all of us. Those kind of measures could have helped Fukushima to prevent some of the issues that they saw. So this is a global effort, and I was just trying to explain some of the specific measures that we have already taken and we will continue to take to show the robustness of our units.
Well, it seems Exelon has certainly learned a lot from the Japan experience with regards to Fukushima. Exelon also has a number of partnerships and joint ventures with many other entities outside of the U.S., such as EDF, for example, from France. What has been the extent of Exelon's international activities in nuclear power?
Well, Exelon, including myself, have taught many leaders in other countries to understand how to lead their organization for a safe, reliable, and efficient operation of their units. These countries include such as Taiwan, China, Republic of Korea, and etc. We have collaborated on several large projects with Japan. We also help Lithuania to select and contract their EPC. We have completed many successful projects in Japan, Republic of Korea, and other regions. We are expanding our interest in UAE, Saudi Arabia, Poland, and Czech Republic. I see it is our obligation to assist others for safe operation, as any accident elsewhere is an accident at home. And just look at the cost of what we're doing to address the significant number of enhancements that came out of Fukushima. So we would continue to expand our influence globally and provide them with the skill set and the performance that we have been able to achieve.
What specific activities has Exelon done to promote or endorse a strong safety culture in other countries' civil nuclear programs, especially in those countries with, let's say, very nascent programs?
So last year, we assigned one of our executives to provide nuclear safety culture expertise to the Republic of Korea, and that project is ongoing. We also signed a contract to recover and operate Fort Calhoun, and we have made significant improvement in the nuclear safety culture and its core business of corrective action program and human performance. As you may know, I travel and deliver speeches at many global events with my full focus on raising the importance of a strong nuclear safety culture. We have had and we will continue to market and put in place the Exelon nuclear management model combined with training to help the current and newcomers to our industry. So those are just a couple of examples I wanted to specifically address, but the whole premise behind us being out there trying to implement a strong nuclear management model is to improve the nuclear safety performance of these utilities.
Well, you briefly mentioned Exelon's activities with Republic of Korea, South Korea, and you have said before that right now is a very important time for South Korea's nuclear industry and that perhaps more than ever before, Korea needs to be engaged with international partners such as Exelon and other U.S. firms in order to ensure success for the future. Obviously, Korea has had a long, deep partnership with the U.S. in terms of civil nuclear collaboration. What immediate and long-term issues must be addressed in order to ensure a strong and robust collaborative partnership between the two countries in this area?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is maybe list 10 or so specific items that I really think is crucial for Republic of Korea to put in place to make a step change in what we have seen last couple of years and then sustain that performance over time. So the first one would be that the Korean nuclear industry can learn from Korean airline industry that had a poor performance, and today they have become one of the best airline in the world. I really think that's a good operating experience that is already residing in Korea that they can take advantage of. The second item is that they need to inject international experts into their organization. That means to have individual at their site, at their corporate offices, that look at items differently and be able to provide coaching, mentorship, and check and adjust some of the issue that we have seen bubbling up in nuclear industry in Korea recently. The third item is that they need to establish an external and experienced nuclear safety review board similar to those in U.S. As you know, Exelon Nuclear has a nuclear safety review board that visit every site 3 times a year with 5 or 6 external members. And that is a tremendous oversight and critical view of how we perform so we can close those gaps and continue with our current performance. Item 4 is to become more transparent and communicate both internally and externally, representing the facts. I think that would be a very strong step forward. One of the biggest things that I have seen, and because of your governmental organization, all the leadership pretty much in your nuclear industry get changed every 4 years. And I have seen, since I've been engaged with the Republic of Korea, 6 or 7 CEO and chief nuclear officer within KHNP. I think the government really needs to look at that very critically and put people in those positions and let them grow and do not force them to change out every 4 years. The next item is to implement a very robust nuclear management model similar to Exelon and standardize the way they do business for all the units. And that takes a long time and needs to be viewed as a big project and be funded so it's successful. I think they definitely need to improve their training programs. I think that's very essential. One item that I had that I think are going to add a lot to the health of the industry is to shadow other nations' functional areas as an exchange program, and especially in operation of those nuclear units. Another item is to develop a comprehensive succession planning for their staff. So every 4 years, people are not forced to their position, you know, with the lack of really having the experience and expertise to drive performance. And one of the most important things for me is to regain the reputation and become global supplier of their technology, because Korea has a good technology. I think with the operational issue that we have seen recently, that has been damaged some, but I really believe if the reputation is back, you'll be very successful in marketing and constructing the technology globally. My last recommendation to Korea is, you know, Madam Park, I know she's has a good background and very intrusive, and I really think she could invite several successful international utility CEOs to advise her maybe a couple times a year on the country's nuclear industry program and what improvement needs to be made. And I just wanted to be, again, specific with some immediate and long-term action that I think going to help the Republic of Korea significantly in the nuclear industry, which could be the best in the world. And I think with some of these recent hiccups, there has to be an immediate passion and focus to regain that reputation.
Mr. Shakarami, I know we're a bit pressed for time today. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and I'm sure our listeners would agree that this has been very educational.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, and good luck.
Thank you.